From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Hello listener, how are you today? I hope you are fine and I will accompany you with 60 minutes ahead for today's edition. And would like to present some programs started with news, commentary and other soft information as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop song. Listener, we begin our program with news. So stay with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id.
Here is the news, first the headlines. Asia and Japan must build collaboration to restore economy. Minister Reddy's 34.23 trillion rupiah funding for COVID-19 vaccine procurement. Now the news in details. President Joko Widodo said there are two things that the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, Asia and Japan can do to restore the region's economy amid the COVID-19 pandemic. President Joko Widodo advised while delivering a virtual speech at the 23rd Asian-Japan Summit from the Bogor Palace on Thursday that the first thing is to work together to accelerate economic recovery itself. Asia can be Japan's main partners in diversifying supply chains as well as expanding investment. In 2019, for example, Japanese investment in Asia reached $20.3 billion, the second largest in the region. The Asian-Japan trade volume reached $225.9 billion, while tourist visit between the two parties reached around 10 million people. President Jokowi also said that Asia and Japan can work together to increase strategic trust by creating a conducive situation in the region because security stability is prerequisite for the movement of the economy. Finance Minister Sri Mulyani Indrawati has prepared 34.23 trillion rupiah in funds, comprising 5 trillion rupiah for this year and 29.23 trillion rupiah for 2021 in relation to procurement of COVID-19 vaccine and vaccination. The minister noted at the joint meeting with Commission 10 of the Indonesian Parliament in Jakarta on Thursday that they have readied backups for the procurement of vaccine for this year and the next year. Indrawati expounded that this budget was sourced from the burden-sharing scheme between the government and Bank Indonesia regarding spending on public goods for the health sector. Online transportation services and their ecosystem have empowered many stakeholders, including their driver partners and MSMEs players, by helping them earn an income amid the pandemic, Coordinating Minister for Maritime Affairs and Investment has said. Minister Luhut Bin Sarpanjaitan said at a press conference held to mark the 10 years of homegrown transportation startup Gojek on Thursday, that this was very influential, especially during the implementation of the large-scale social restriction measures when people started working from home. As quoted by Antara News, he hopes other homegrown startups and similar businesses will continue to further their development and innovation, enabling them to make more contribution towards community improvement and even expand their endeavors at the international stage. The Industry Ministry is encouraging the manufacturing industry to improve production waste management to help achieve sustainable and environment-friendly national industry development. In spurring industry competitiveness, the government cannot ignore a company's role in waste management, Director General of Chemical, Pharmaceutical and Textile Industries Muhammad Khayyam said in a statement on Thursday. The ministry is promoting the development of green industry in the country. The concept of green industry development has brought to for the need for efficiency and effectiveness in sustainable use of natural resources, water, and energy. Kayam also said that the use of the Citarum River Basin and by some industries in the area has become a concern in view of liquid waste management. There are 431 textile companies, 20 chemical firms, 9 footwear and 7 plastic plants, and 1 precast company in the area. This news comes to you from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Let's move it on to the international news. China warned on Thursday the mass resignations of pro-democracy lawmakers in Hong Kong were a blatant challenge to its authority over the city. The legislator was set to quit the chambers in protest at the Beijing section, ousting of 4 colleagues, leaving the assembly a muted gathering of government loyalists. The resignation came with the city beleaguered protest movement and avenues of dissent already under sustained attack since Beijing imposed a sweeping national security law this year. Most of the 15 did not attend a regular session of the legislature on Thursday, and some later handed in resignation letter at the Legislative Council Secretariat, sparking a furious response from Beijing's Hong Kong and Macau Affairs Office. More Republicans on Thursday broke with President Donald Trump's refusal to cooperate with Joe Biden, saying Biden is entitled to intelligence briefing even if they were not ready to recognize the Democrat as the winner of the November 3rd election. Most Republican officials and lawmakers publicly remained behind the Trump campaign's push to contest the result through lawsuit challenging vote counts in individual states after president without evidence claims widespread voting fraud. State election officials have said no widespread fraud occurred. Biden, meanwhile, moved ahead with the work of preparing the government, speaking with Pope Francis as his fellow Democrats in Congress blasted Republican election shenanigans and urged actions on the coronavirus pandemics. With a few states still counting ballots, Biden has won enough of the election battleground states to surpass the 270 electoral votes needed in the state-by-state electoral college, and that determines the next president. Biden is also winning the popular vote by more than 5.2 million votes, or 3.4 percent points. The World Health Organization, WHO, is in discussion with the Russian institute that developed the Sputnik V candidate vaccine against COVID-19 over its potential application for emergency use listing, the UN agency said on Thursday. Russia's Sputnik V vaccine is 92% effective at protecting people from COVID-19, according to interim trial results, the country's sovereign wealth fund said on Wednesday. The WHO, in a statement to Reuters, said WHO has been in touch with the Gamaleya Research Institute of Epidemiology and Microbiology, who expressed interest in applying for WHO emergency use listing. By granting the vaccine emergency use listing, the WHO would effectively be recommending its use to member states. The procedure streamlines the process by which new and unlicensed vaccine and other products can be used during emergencies. Listener, that was the news. I'm Nico Kusumawati. Thank you for listening.
Oh, Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with commentary for today on after almost 1 year COVID-19 pandemic. Entering mid-November 2020, it has been almost 1 year that COVID-19 has hit the world. How is the handling in various countries? Although there has been a decrease in the number of cases in various places, the increase is still happening. Some have even experienced a second spike after having subsided. It seems that the situation is still a cause for concern. In fact, the efforts to find and produce the vaccine as soon as possible are being done. This seems to go hand in hand with the increasing number of COVID-19 cases in some countries. The United States, for example, has reached the highest transmission rate, around 100,000 people infected per day, since December last year. After the election of Joe Biden as president, it is expected that a lockdown policy may soon be issued to handle the COVID-19 case whose numbers continue to rise. In Turkey, the government issued a ban on smoking in public places following a spike in asymptomatic cases of the COVID-19. With this ban, Turkish citizens have no reason to take off their masks while smoking in public places. Russia seems to be a country that is quite optimistic about the handling of the COVID-19. In particular, it is related to the development of Russian vaccine findings, which is believed to play a major role in reducing, even overcoming COVID-19. However, this day, the number of cases is still quite high. The COVID-19 pandemic that began to hit the world since it was first discovered in Wuhan, China, at the end of December 2019, has brought about impacts not only on the health, but also on the social and economic sector. In fact, it's almost all lines of human life. So far, the right formula for handling the COVID-19 has not been found. The trend of transmission is still high. Thus, it is difficult to predict when the world is truly free from the COVID-19. Vaccines have started being tested in various countries. Over time and effort, awareness of maintaining cleanliness and a healthy lifestyle with the COVID-19 protocol have become a global lifestyle. These are the key hopes for the biggest solution to the decline in the COVID-19 numbers. Listener, that was commentary. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen.Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listener, we meet again in Today in History over Voice of Indonesia. We start from our story on November 13, 1970, Hurricane Bola phenomenon hit East Pakistan and India, killing 500,000 people. Cyclone Bola 1970 was a deadly tropical cyclone that attacked East Pakistan, now Bangladesh, and West Bengal, India on November 13, 1970. The cyclone is the deadliest tropical cyclone. More than 500,000 people died. It was the sixth cyclone from the 1970 North Indian Ocean cyclone season and was the first natural phenomenon that caused a civil war, namely the Bangladesh War of Independence, which ended with the establishment of the state of Bangladesh. Moving on to history, on November 13, 1985, the eruption of Nevado del Ruiz volcano. Nevado del Ruiz is a stratovolcano and is the highest mountain located in northern Colombia. This mountain is also located in the northernmost part of the Andes volcanic belt and lies about 15 miles southeast of Manizales. The historical city of Armero is also located in the valley. The eruption of Mount Nevado del Ruiz on November 13, 1985 produced lava which buried the city and killed at least 23,000 people. This disaster is called the Armero tragedy. Due to the enormity of the eruption, Nevado del Ruiz was called the Sleeping Lion by the local people. We end with a history on November 13, 1998, with Semanggi I tragedy. The Semanggi tragedy reminds us to two incidents of public protest against the implementation and agenda of the MPR special session, which resulted in the death of civilians. The first incident, known as the Semanggi I tragedy, occurred on November 11 to 13, 1998, during the Indonesian transitional government, which resulted in the death of 17 civilians. The transitional government of Indonesia at the time, holding a special session to determine the next general election and discuss the agendas to be carried out. Students were in turmoil because they did not recognize Baharudin Yusuf Habibie's government and did not trust members of the new order DPR-MPR. The students also pressed for removing the military from politics, as well as cleaning the government from the people of new order. The public and students rejected the 1998 MPR special session and also opposed Abritian as dual function. During the special session, the community joined the students every day in demonstrations on the streets of Jakarta and other big cities in Indonesia. That was Today in History.
Baju ini Indonesia, HP ini buatan Indonesia, televisi Indonesia, semuanya serba Indonesia. Sepedaku Indonesia, pesawatku buatan Indonesia, kapal laut Indonesia, semuanya karya anak bangsa untuk Indonesia.
Well, for listener, you've listened to the song and you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. In today's edition, I'd like to give you another segment, My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's My Indonesia is titled Indonesia in cooperation with Chile on halal products guarantee. The governments of Indonesia and the Republic of Chile signed a memorandum of understanding in the field of halal product guarantee. This synergy aims to improve trade relations between the two countries. The memorandum of understanding was signed by the head of Halal Product Guarantee Agency, Sukoso, and the ambassador of the Republic of Chile to Indonesia, Gustavo Ayares Osandon, on Monday, November 9. Religious Minister Fahrul Razi, who also witnessed the signing virtually, said the signing of this memorandum of understanding would strengthen synergy and make Indonesia and Chile important players in the global halal market. The signing of the memorandum of understanding was carried out in conjunction with the 2020 Indonesia Latin America and Caribbean Business Forum, which was held in Jakarta from November 9 to 11, 2020. Minister Fahrul Razi emphasized that Indonesia is committed to support the progress of the global halal industry. The signing of the cooperation with Chile is a form of Indonesia's commitment to realizing the slogan, Indonesian Halal for the World Community. The minister said, there was a great desire to build a global halal market. Until now, there are around 73 halal institutions from various countries in the world who want to cooperate and make deal with Indonesia. And Chile is the first country to sign the agreement on halal product cooperation with Indonesia. He hopes that the signing of this memorandum of understanding will increase sales of halal products in the two countries. Previously, the Halal Product Guarantee Agency, Sukoso, stated that this collaboration was a continuation of the communication process that had been carried out intensively between the Indonesia and Latin America and Caribbean countries, especially at the 2019 meeting held in Denpasar, Bali. The communication is aimed to improve trade relations for Indonesian halal products. Sukoso added that the Memorandum of Understanding, which is valid for 5 years, aims to build mutual understanding between the Indonesian and Chilean governments regarding the guarantee of halal products. That was My Indonesia.
Sungguh-sungguh
You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listeners, then we would like to present next segment, Indonesia Wonder, about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Listener, welcome back to Indonesian Wonder. Today, I would like to introduce Neros tradition from Banten. Hundreds of mothers came down to Cimado River, located on the north side of Ciusul Village, Citorek Kidul Village, Cibubur Sub-District, Lebak Regency, Banten Province, on November 5, 2020. They passed together to carry out a tradition called Serentown Kasepuhan Ciusul, which is held once in a year. Bathing together carried out by the women is called the Neros tradition. The tradition has been done for hundreds of years, and it is still continuously preserved up to now. Besides being a ritual event, this tradition has also become a tourism attraction in Kasepuhan Ciusul. The Neros tradition is part of a series of Serentown ceremony held as a form of gratitude after the harvest is over. Neros is a ritual performed to get rid of harmful diseases, such as the spread of disease outbreaks, famine, every time to plant rice or trees with poor results. Besides bathing, in the Neros tradition, everyday women also bring household utensils to clean. They come from a village in Kasepuhan Ciusul. In the Neros tradition, not all women are allowed to participate. They must fulfill certain conditions, including the menstruating women. Interestingly, the Neros tradition also uses natural elements for bathing, for example, using rice stalks for shampoo. Besides the Neros tradition, the community of Kasepuhan Ciusul has various other tourism attractions. For natural tourism, there is charm of the country above the clouds of Mount Luhur. The cultural tourism is also various. To know the local culture, you can go around Kasepuhan. The right time to visit Ciusul Citorek is when Kasepuhan is holding a big harvest and Serentown. On the occasion, tourists may witness various cultural and traditional attractions. Listener, that was Indonesian Wonder for today's edition, entitled Neros Tradition. We will meet again with another interesting topic tomorrow. Goodbye for now.
Dunia belum berakhir bila kau putuskan aku. Masih banyak teman-temanku di sini menemaniku. Dunia belum berakhir bila kau putuskan aku. Wajahku juga jelek-jelek amat, ada yang mau. Kupikir-pikir lebih baik aku menyingkir. Kupikir-pikir
You've just listened to the third pop song, and for next segment, we'll present to you Miss Eleni. So stay tuned for your listener on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
Listeners, welcome back to Miss Eleni. Today, we are going to inform you about Indonesia Fashion Week 2020. So, stay tuned with us. Indonesia Fashion Week is held again amid the COVID-19 pandemic. However, for 2020, the fashion show is to take place virtually from November 14 to 15. The implementation of Indonesian Fashion Week proves that the Indonesian Fashion Designers and Entrepreneurs Association is consistent to support the progress and to provide promotional space for fashion industry players to rise and to create something amid the pandemic. President of Indonesian Fashion Week 2020 and currently chairperson of APPMI, Poppy Darsono, said at a press conference on Monday that Indonesian Fashion Week has a moral responsibility to the public and to the government, as well as stakeholders who always support the APPMI. Everyone learns to adapt to new life, new behavior, and new steps. Just like the previous year, Indonesia Fashion Week 2020 again highlights the theme of Kalimantan culture, entitled Tales of the Equator Treasure of the Magnificent Borneo. As is well known, Kalimantan has cultural elements that are diverse and unique. They also have many dimensions that can be explored as a source of inspiration for the Indonesian fashion industry. Even though it is held virtually, this 9th Indonesian Fashion Week is packaged with an interesting concept. Dozens of designers from home and abroad will take part in this Indonesian Fashion Week. A number of well-known designers such as Ida Royani, Agnes Budi Surya, Sugeng Waskito, Tuti Ayib, and Jenny Cahyawati will also show off their best collections. In addition, there will be a fashion talk with inspirational and informative themes about the world of fashion by presenting speakers who are competent in their fields. The Young Fashion Designer Competition, consisting of Aam Kekean, Nisan Kopaka, Jackie Suharto Bimo, and Alia Dimitri, will access the works of the 10 best young designers who have been selected previously. At this year's Indonesia Fashion Week, the Indonesian Fashion Designers and Entrepreneurs Association is collaboration with the Indonesia Global Compact Network and the Alliance of the United Nations for Sustainable Fashion. This is to make the environmentally friendly fashion industry increase in number and grow in Indonesia. That was Miscellany for today. Thanks for listening.
Segala perbedaan yang kini sedang kita hadapi, saling menyalahkan itu bukan jalan terbaik. Bukankah setiap masalah pasti bisa dibicarakan? Beda itu wajar, asal jangan saling menyakiti. Genggam tanganku, bawaku ke keadaan yang lebih indah. Ku ingin ada di sana, walau berbeda kita bersama. Merasakan damai, bukankah setiap bisa dibicarakan? Beda itu wajar, asal jangan saling menyakiti. Genggam tanganku, bawaku ke keadaan yang lebih indah.
You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, next segment would like to give you information about music. For today's edition, we'll present traditional music, so stay tuned, Voice listener.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listeners, in today's season, we would like to play a regional song from West Java. The title is Sancang. The song Sancang
tells about Prabu Siliwangi, the king of Pajajaran Kingdom, who was run after by his son, Prabu Kian Santang. His son urged his father to follow Islam. The song, which was composed by Yayan Jatnika, is Kawih rhythm, which has irregular rhythm. Its lyrics are poems which are sung. Well, listeners, here Santi Aditya and Anjar Buleas with the regional song from West Java entitled Sancang, which will be sung in acoustic version. Listen the song.
Percaya aku itu ku butuh darimu. Walau ku tahu berat untukmu, percaya aku, dan pasti semua tak selalu seperti yang kita inginkan. Ku hanya bisa terus menjalani. Namun bila kau tak lagi mau membuka ruang maaf untukku, mungkin ini akhir dari cerita engkau dan aku. Dan bila suatu hari nanti, saat kau baru menyadari, ku mohon maaf padamu, cinta tak lagi berarti. Oh. Akhir dari cerita engkau dan aku. Dan bila suatu hari nanti, saat kau baru menyadari, ku mohon maaf padamu, cinta tak lagi berarti. Dan bila suatu saat nanti, kau datang lagi untuk kembali, untuk yang kesekian kali. Ada lagi.
Berpisah denganmu telah membuatku semangat. Ngerti betapa indah saat bersama yang masih selalu ku kenang. Selamat jalan kekasih, kaulah cinta dalam hidup. Kehilanganmu untuk selama-lamanya. Cukup sekali kau lukai hati ini, tak ingin terulang kembali. Kau tinggalkan ku sendiri. Selamat jalan kekasih, kaulah cinta dalam hidupku. Kehilanganmu untuk selama-lamanya. Aku cinta padamu,
Listener, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. Thank you for your attention. And after this English language program broadcasting, we will give another interesting information. So stay tuned with us at Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, do not forget to like and comment at Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Instagram account at voice.of.indonesia, or our Twitter account at voiindonesia. And you can also give your criticism and suggestion to our email address voi@vianews.id.